Meanwhile, violent clashes erupt between Palestinian protesters and Israeli forces in the West Bank city of Ramallah. Demonstrators are outraged at Israel's refusal to release Palestinian prisoners. Well, the protest took place outside of Ofer prison. Press TV's correspondent Hannah Qassis has also been injured. Protesters demand the release of Palestinian prisoners who were supposed to be freed as part of talks between the Palestinian Authority and Israel. Tel Aviv had promised to free the inmates, and in exchange, the Palestinian Authority pledged to freeze all moves to seek membership in UN organizations until April 2014. While the Palestinian officials resumed their approach to international agencies after Israel refused to release the prisoners. Well, let's cross over to Ramallah, joined by Press TV's correspondent Nell Burden. Nell, good to have you with us. Nell, tell us the situation. Can you fill us in on it? Exactly what took place today, and for how long did these clashes take place?
Yes, absolutely. Now, myself and, as you mentioned in your report, Hannah Qassis, who was actually injured, our other Press TV correspondent, were inside Ofer prison earlier on today in the grounds of Ofer prison. Now, it began as a relatively non-violent demonstration by the Palestinians, who are calling for the release of the final, fourth and final batch of Palestinian political detainees, as the Israelis promised at the beginning of the negotiations. However, they cancelled their release just before the date they were set to be released on Saturday, claiming that they wanted to extend the talks. So the Israelis came down very heavy on the protesters immediately. They prevented anyone from praying in the grounds of the Israeli prison and immediately began firing tear gas and rubber bullets. As soon as the Palestinians retaliated and began throwing stones towards the Israeli soldiers then began firing live bullets and a huge amount of rounds of rubber-coated steel bullets, which has actually led to almost 100 injuries during the day. So some very serious injuries. There's five people currently in hospital, and we know that two reporters were also injured, one from the village of Nelain, a Palestinian, and the other was Hannah Qassis. So the clashes continued up until very recently. We still have a few Palestinians throwing stones from the hillsides, but the majority of protesters have now gone home as two of the Israeli soldiers stopped firing.
Now, Nell, is it normal that the Israelis will use live fire in such type of demonstrations? Nell, did you hear my question? Okay, well, that's Nell Burden in
sorry,
Ramallah.
Can you repeat
it seems
that.
Oh, do I have you? Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay, Nell, what I was asking was, is it normal for the Israelis to respond in that way with live fire during peaceful protests?
Well, unfortunately, it has become more normal in the previous year since the resumption of the negotiations. Now, the Israelis are known for firing live fire, particularly during the two intifadas and on occasions since that time. But as we know, since the resumption of the negotiations, 60 Palestinians have been killed by live fire by the Israelis. So it's seemingly becoming more normal for them to use these kind of punitive measures against the Palestinians.
All right, thank you so much for that report. And of course, we'll see tomorrow if these demonstrations continue. Press TV's correspondent in Ramallah, Nell Burden.